Well, it's Monday afternoon in Paddington in Sydney. I'm just sat at a desk at my friend's house, looking out the window at the clear blue skies and the probably 25 or 30 degree heat outside. It's amazing. Media 140 Sydney's over. I actually miss it. I miss it a lot because of the people and the friends that I made. The adrenaline of the event, the 2-day conference for me was a fantastic success, having come from relatively small, humble beginnings in London on the 20th of May, to have held an event in Sydney in a different time zone, on the other side of the world, working remotely with two people, Julie Pacetti and Sarah Allen, and obviously the ABC crew, who are absolutely amazing. For me, it's just a phenomenal achievement. I couldn't have wished for anything better than what happened on Thursday and Friday of last week. Made a lot of new friends. I'm very excited. I feel like I've got an extended family in Sydney, so I'm going to be coming back here a lot more frequently. We've got an event in Perth on the 10th of February at the moment. That's looking at brands and advertising. There's a couple of guys we're working with in Perth to pull that one together. And I'm thinking about setting up some unconference style meetups in Sydney over the next couple of days, just to kind of keep the momentum moving and keep the network and the people together that we've created here after Media 140. Where next after Perth? Well, we've got a whole raft of events lined up for the next year. We've got 8 in total. Some of them will be on the website, some of them are still in my head, but we've got Italy in April, we're doing some in India, maybe a couple in the Middle East, and obviously as far as China and possibly Thailand. So keep your eyes open and check back on the site regularly if you listen to my audio booze, which I'm doing now and again. But I also want to give a huge thanks to all the speakers who took time out of their busy schedules to speak. Obviously special thanks to people like Frank Kelly, Julian Morrow, Adam Spencer for emceeing on the day, Mark Scott, who gave a quite insightful keynote on day one, and also Jay Rosen, who kind of gave us these 10 points, which was very memorable and insightful. And also thanks to all the guys who, you know, made it on the day, all the delegates who really helped make the Media 140 Sydney what it is and what it was. I'm cracking on my email. I've got a heap of things to get through, but I thought I'd record this podcast just to kind of capture a few of my thoughts before I fly out, head back to London to probably a cold and frosty, wet reception in my hometown of London. And I'm going to be a little bit sorry to leave Sydney. So I'll be back soon, he says, he hopes. That's it.